And now to a story about commemorating an historic milestone. Lawmakers want to mark the moment that women got the right to vote with a statue in a state that played a pioneering role in women's suffrage. Caitlin Kim from Colorado Public Radio has the story.
The House and the Senate both have held hearings on a bill that would mark the 100th anniversary of a woman's right to vote by installing a sculpture by a Colorado artist a couple of blocks away from the U.S. Capitol building. Joe Neguse of Colorado is heading the legislative effort in the House. He told the Natural Resources Committee that, as a father of a young girl, his support for this measure is personal.
And as a proud father, I want to ensure that her and every girl growing up alongside her feel represented, empowered, and are assured of the fundamental role that they play in our society.
Neguse believes this monument is an idea whose time has come.
The fact that there is no monument in Washington, D.C., no outdoor monument to the women's suffragette movement, to me, I think is something that we felt like needs to be addressed.
It took a lot of work just to get to this point. Jody Shattuck McNally is president of the Every Word We Utter Monument Board. She and artist Jane DeDecker came to Washington, D.C. last October and started knocking on doors.
We knocked on 97 out of 100 doors of the Senate offices.
According to the Commemorative Works Act, to donate a statue to the National Park Service takes, well, an act of Congress. They talked to anyone and everyone they could about their idea. The bill was one of the first that freshman Representative Neguse introduced in January. Shattuck McNally is optimistic about the measure's chances.
We're very grateful and thrilled that we've made it this far because only about 1-2% of bills make it this far in the process.
And she has good reason to be optimistic. It's a bill with bipartisan support and comes at no cost to the taxpayer. Money to create the monument will come from private donations. Republican Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado is co-sponsoring the legislation in the Senate. He says he's talking to his leadership about bringing the bill forward.
And we're going to keep pressing them to get this done. And, you know, this authorization, I think, is important. I've seen and visited with the artist. This will be an incredible opportunity.
For Gardner, it's fitting that the entire Colorado delegation supports this bill. In 1893, Colorado was the first state to approve women's suffrage by popular vote. And that history, that journey, needs to be recognized.
The incredible work, sacrifice, dedication of so many generations of women who gave themselves and empowered this country to deliver on the franchise.
But for artist DeDecker, it's not just about honoring the past. It's about inspiring future generations.
I just feel like we really need to show our younger women that if they speak, that they can make a difference.
Because getting the vote for women was a decades-long effort, DeDecker wanted to showcase the different generations, the women who fought for the right to vote but never had the opportunity, to the women who did get to cast those first votes. The monument features Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Susan B. Anthony, and Sojourner Truth, as well as later generations of the movement, Harriet Stanton Blatch, Alice Paul, and Ida B. Wells. Anna Lehman, National Events Director for the Women's Suffrage Centennial Commission, testified in support of the monument in the House.
This statue epitomizes the very tenets of the suffrage movement, tenets on which our nation was founded: freedom, peaceful protest, and millions of diverse voices coming together as one to create change.
There is still a ways to go. The bill needs to be voted out of the committee before it even has a chance at a vote on the floor of the Senate or the House, not to mention signed by the president. The women and Colorado lawmakers are giving themselves plenty of time. They hope to cross that finish line by the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, August 2020. For Here and Now, I'm Caitlin Kim.